Hi, my name is James Shepherd. In this video, I'm going to talk about how to sell merchant services to pizza shops. Now, you might say, wow, that's really specific. Don't you mean quick service restaurants? Nope, I mean pizza shops. Pizza shops are like their own thing, and they're very, very different. And so I'm going to talk to you about a couple things. Now, one of the themes that you're going to hear throughout this mini series is that I am trying to teach you how to sell merchant services to a pizza shop. Now, are there some other services that can go along with that? Absolutely. You know, web design, online ordering, point of sale systems, and I'll talk a little bit about those, but the key thing to understand, and this is a mistake I see salespeople making a lot, is that they feel like, oh, it'd be easier if I sold, you know, websites, or it'd be easier if I sold this. Maybe, maybe not. But the thing you have to understand is if you try to sell something else, it's gonna be much harder to sell merchant services, okay? You wanna lead off with the merchant services in some way, shape, or form so that you can actually get the sale. Then you can add these other things on. If you're like, well, I actually wanna pitch websites, well, then you're watching the wrong video because you need to watch how to sell websites to pizza shops. That's not what this is about. I have a web design company. I've sold websites to pizza shops, but this video is about how to sell merchant services to them. So one of the key things I can tell you right off the bat is get focused on your goal, the end goal, and then reverse engineer what you want to have happen. If you're trying to sell merchant services to pizza shops, then think about how to do that. Don't think about, well, let's see, I could sell a website and then I could maybe sell a few of these and I could sell some merchant services and like, okay, then you're trying to sell websites. You know what I mean? So sell merchant services to pizza shops. This is the video on how to do that. So what is the challenge that they face? There are several of them I'm going to tell you that are, again, I think these videos are going to be super profitable for you because they're so in depth with these specific problems. I don't think I've ever talked about much of this stuff in any of my content before. So the number one problem that pizza shops face in terms of payment processing is the per transaction fee being too high. Now, this matters both for PIN debit and it matters for check card, credit card transactions. And so the per item fee really kills them. For those of you that don't know anything about the Durbin Amendment, you might want to research that a little bit so you could talk to them about this. Pizza shops are one of those business types that really got screwed when they came out with the Durbin Amendment and had that 22 cent per item fee on all the check card transactions because pizza shops do a lot of $10 to $20 transactions. And guess what? They have to pay 22 cents every time they do one of those. Well, 22 cents out of $10 is 2.2% right off the bat without even anything else. No percentages, no added fees from the processor, no monthly fees, whatever. So that was a big deal. So you need to check with your processor and find out what's the lowest that you can go on the transaction fee. Now be careful because obviously all the profit is also in the per item fee, right? But when you look at a statement from a pizza shop, the first thing you're gonna look at is the transaction or the per item fee. And you can really talk to them about that. In your opening pitch, you can say things like, the reason I'm coming by today is I have a special program for pizza shops. Here's our brochure about it. We believe that pizza shops have a unique set of challenges when it comes to accepting electronic forms of payment. And we cover those in our special pizza shop payment processing program. That's the pitch you can use. And you can tell them the first challenge that every pizza shop owner faces is these per item fees. A lot of times people who are less experienced in the industry will start talking to you about your percentages or your non-qualified rate or whatever. And those things do matter a little bit, but the most important thing is what you're paying per item because you have smaller transaction sizes. And so that per item fee will absolutely kill you if you don't get it as low as possible. The good news is that our program brings it down as low as possible and you can go into all your value proposition. Okay. So the per item fee, huge deal for pizza shops, a big, big deal. You got to be, you know, alert and watching that. And you got to know what you can do when it comes to PIN debit. And when it comes to this, are they taking PIN debit? You know, because a lot of times you'll miss this. Like you're looking at the statement, they may have a different statement for PIN debit. They might be, if they're taking PIN debit, they might be doing 20, 30% of their transactions on PIN debit. I've seen PIN debit per item fees of 50 cents in a pizza shop. Literally 50 cents every single time that they swipe or they enter a PIN number into a PIN debit transaction. That's really, really high. That's killing their profit margin on a $10 order. That's 5% of their total revenue is going just to that one fee. So look at the per item fees. That's a really, really big thing, okay? Next thing that they have a huge problem with, maybe, depends on their setup technologically, but from an operations perspective, you got to understand that pizza shops have a huge problem with these long lines. And when people come in, again, I don't think I've ever talked about this in any of my content, but it's a huge problem for pizza shops. When people come in, there's like a long line at lunchtime. There's like two or three times a day where business is like booming. If they do a lot of delivery, they've got these phone orders coming in. Maybe they deliver to businesses. They're calling them around noon every day. So there's a couple things that you can do about that to offer some unique solutions. The first thing that you definitely want to do is you want to pull all of the phone sales off of the terminal and onto a gateway. Okay, so you need to have set up for them something like an authorized.net gateway and say, look, you know, Mr. Jones, all you need to do, do you have a laptop or an iPad or something? And they're going to be like, of course, like they always have a computer. Just like when you go to work, you have a computer. Business owners at these pizza shops have a laptop. They probably even have a desktop there somewhere. They've got a computer or a tablet of some kind. So you need to set them up with a gateway. Now, talk to your processor. Whatever gateway they use is fine. This is not a huge thing. They don't need to use some really advanced gateway. Authorized.net is the most common one, and it would be fine. NMI gateway is fine, whatever. There's a ton of different ones. So get them a gateway, and then what you do is they have a phone back there that's actually the phone that rings for orders. And that'll do a couple of things. They're going to love you so much for this operational improvement that when the phone rings for a new order over the phone, it's not ringing right next to the person that's trying to communicate their order. That's so annoying. They have a line out the door, people are whatever, and then you have the poor person at the counter. They're trying to swipe the card for this order, but the employee right next to them is going, okay, and you said you wanted a large cheese. Okay, hold on a second. And they're keying in on the, you know, and it's like, oh my goodness, what a pain. The credit card machine is being used, you know, at the counter in the back. So you've got to make sure that they have that separated out and get them a gateway. And by the way, on a side note, from an interchange perspective, you might actually end up lowering their total payment processing fees by 10 to 20 basis points on those phone orders just because they're getting all the correct information. They're getting zip code. They're getting all these different things. It's much less likely to have a problem with interchange to get those downgraded or something because they're collecting more information. It's more of a secure transaction, more protection against chargebacks. So have them do that. It's super, super important that you separate those out, and that's going to save them a lot of money. The other thing that you can do is at the point of sale, make sure they don't have some old crappy terminal. A pizza shop is a place that has to have a decent terminal, and they need to have it connected to the internet. That is an absolute, they must have it connected to the internet. I know most business owners do by now, but you'd be surprised how many pizza shops I've even been in the last year that they still swipe the card, put in the amount, and we wait, you know? And you're like, oh my word. And there's a line of 20 people and it takes 15 seconds for the terminal to dial out and dial back. Internet takes like 1 second to do a transaction. They have to be connected to the internet. I will also throw one more little side note out on the pizza shops. Pizza shops are a really, really good one for the point terminal. If they're a smaller pizza shop, they're not looking for some big full feature thing. They just need to have something basic. Point is a really, really good system for a pizza shop. They can do some different things. Some of the apps that came out in there are really good, but that's a nice terminal for a pizza shop that's maybe not real big because it does connect to the internet. It can even do wireless. It's just a really, really nice system. And so I think that you would want to check that one out. So there's a few tips on how to sell merchant services to a pizza shop. Take that information, do a little additional research yourself, and make a program that you can sell just to pizza shops and then target them and watch your sales go through the roof. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for watching and listening.